This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
You're rolling with Jason and John. 92.9 FM ESPN. Be safe out there on this rainy Friday. Folks hydroplaning, going off the roads everywhere. It gets so crazy in Memphis, even if it's just rain. Not John Martin, though. He never gets crazy. Last night I watched the Dodgers go crazy. Did you see that?
Oh.
High drama, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't feel bad, Cards. You lost to the World Series champs.
They will be World Series champs. I suppose the Giants could have been World Series champs. A lot of Giants fans are angry because that was a check swing there at the end of that game. Wrongly called, controversially called, a swing.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, you never know, man. Baseball's a funny thing. Can come down to the last strike sometimes, John, and you can get out of it. Giants will not be getting out of it. Dodgers advance the NLCS. Congrats to them. They're going to probably sweep the Braves and then go to the World Series and then probably win it. Drama over. Memphis football. Nice. Nicely done, right? In a nice little tight package, 35-17. They get a much-needed win over Navy before a nice crowd for a Thursday night football game, 30,042 at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, or the stadium we at some point will say the way we used to refer to it as that.
What, yes.
Are you clear on?
Yeah, I know it's not, but it's not that yet.
But can you say it now?
Simmons Bank, yeah, but it's not official yet.
It will be Simmons Bank Stadium, that's it?
Yeah.
Or is there one more thing in there?
Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium,
yeah. Just like Liberty Bowl.
No, I know it's still Liberty Bowl, but this could be the very last time we ever say that
that,
John.
That's right. Memphis gets their fourth win of the year. Four, it's a good number, you got to say, right? Four is a good number. It's a good round number. It's something that we should all sort of strive for. Four.
The more important thing is it stopped the three-game losing streak.
But
four is important, you're right.
Because the number—
Four is on the way to six, is it not?
Four is on the way to six, and—
Four can be on the way to seven.
Possibly.
Probably going to be on the way to six.
Yeah, now, when you have four wins, it's probably going to be tough to be first in the American. But, again, four is a good place to start, and you do get off the schneid in some ways. Nothing wrong with fourth wins or whatever you got going on in your life. But the Tigers do get the victory last night inside Simmons Bank Liberty Bowl, L. Jason Smith Memorial Stadium. Seth Hennigan moves in. Almost moves in to the top 10.
He showed unbelievable poise last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely
to
agree.
To quote the man across from me.
Yes. So anyway, Seth Hennigan leads the Tigers to a convincing win. They get the win. They cover all as well.
They did
in
cover.
The land of the Tigers. Thursday night football last night. You think the Eagles are going to finish fourth in the NFC East?
I left that off because they stink.
Do you think they're going to finish fourth? Last?
Oh, no. Giants are going to take care of that.
Okay.
Is Daniel Jones even playing this week? They only got one win.
I think he is, yes.
Well, it still might not help because Saquon's gone.
I mean, they're not going to win.
It's the Rams.
They're not going to win, certainly.
The point is that the Giants will be the worst team.
Yeah.
Washington might want to be the worst team. They've been absolutely awful. But, no, it'll end up being the Giants.
Yeah, you're right.
Not Philly.
Yep.
But Philly stinks, though.
Tampa Bay does not cover. They don't cover. They've been pretty bad against the spread this year. Like, for Tom Brady standards, you know, you, like, used to be able to just say, you know what, it's TB12. Let me put this in on TB12. You can't do that. And I see you're shaking your head.
Because I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed because you're You told me Jalen Hurts going to throw all over the field.
Well, he was supposed to.
You told me Jalen Hurts going to come because they're not going to run the ball. Why would you run the ball against Tampa Bay? And that made sense. But you said Jalen Hurts going to throw for at least his average of 250-something.
Well, yeah.
What'd he do?
He threw for 115 yards.
115, John.
It was very bad.
They stink. This is supposed to be your surprise team.
Well, look, he's thrown for 387 yards, 326 yards, 264 yards. I don't know what was going on last night with him, but he and his receivers were not on the same page.
Yeah, I don't like that plan.
They lost Sherman. I mean, they didn't have anybody.
I don't like the way they don't even try to run Miles Sanders. Like, I know it's Tampa Bay, but their plan seems to be Jalen Hurts go out and be a prolific, you know, passing quarterback, and that's just never been his thing.
Right.
So anyway, maybe we'll figure it out with Philadelphia. They stink this year.
But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do in fact get the win last night over the Philadelphia Eagles.
5-1.
I believe Tom Brady is undefeated in Philly, like in his career. Not against them, obviously.
That would be, yeah.
But he is undefeated against the Eagles on the road. That's a very impressive stat.
Just another feather in the cap of the greatest.
Tough place to win. But the Eagles move to 2-4. Four is just a theme, I guess, on the show today. We're going to be joined by Myron Metcalf at 11:25. We'll talk to him about college basketball, get his thoughts on Memphis. He obviously wrote about them yesterday for ESPN.
You going to take him to task about him forgetting about the experience that you pointed out yesterday?
I wouldn't say take him to task,
right,
Jason.
Then. I think that's strong language. Okay.
I think that's strong language, but will we bring
it
up?
Put your foot down now because you pointed it out.
Absolutely.
The other day. All right.
This is not a Dan Dockett situation. Right, where we have to bring – or Kaharski.
No, but you see, Myron really disappointed me, I think, is what
it was a little disappointing. But, you know, look, maybe he's just not as locked in right now to Memphis as we are, and I can forgive that. I can certainly forgive that. They're led by two dynamic freshmen, but they're not this is not a roster that is littered with freshmen. This is a roster that is mostly upperclassmen. So we'll get into this with Myron Metcalf. And we'll get him in the
y'all
right direction.
Work it out. Good.
Yeah, at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Jay Williams is going to join us. He's spent the majority of his time the last few weeks as a spokesman for Kyrie Irving. We will get his thoughts on that situation. I was watching First Take yesterday. Well, I wasn't watching it because, you know, I was getting ready for the show, but I saw everybody going crazy about it on Twitter, so I looked it up. Man, he and Stephen A, man, like, it was kind of funny. Like, Stephen A is such a showman. So he's like, he's going on this rant. He's going on this tangent about Kyrie Irving and how, you know, it's not basketball. And you know, they start showing some B-roll of Kyrie Irving, you know, playing basketball. And Stephen A. says, you know, get my brother Jay, get him on the screen. I got to look at him. I got to see him. You know, and so then they show Jay, and Jay's like getting ready for it. It's like a defense, right? It's like, so he takes his glasses off, and he's like, come on with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was it was quite the scene. You know, that's why they pay Stephen A. the big bucks, man, you know. That's why
we are talking about that story so much. The darn season about to start up.
I know you're disgusted by it, Jason.
I mean, how many? What is like two unvaccinated players in the league? It's amazing.
Yes, but anyway, we'll get into all that with Jay Williams. Get his thoughts on Memphis basketball and some other things with Jay Williams at 1:25. So that is the show today. A lot of things we want to touch on. Let's do the over-under thing.
It's Jason and John's over-under. Over. Under. Under.
All right, we're going to start with Memphis football. Looked pretty good on national TV last night. Wins for Memphis this season. The number listed on wins for Memphis this season by our staff is 6.5.
Over. Under.
Well, that number's calmed down, hasn't it, John?
Well, it has.
Since the beginning of the year.
It was 8 to start. And we have obviously, you know, look, this is a team that's lost three games in the last four. But in fairness to them, they bounced back in a major way last night. And they handled Navy. I was a little worried. I was a little worried after that first Navy drive. Because, again,
that first monster drive.
That thing took 2 hours.
I'd never seen a drive like that.
Yes.
It ate up damn near the whole quarter.
No, it was like you could depart Memphis International on a flight to Orlando. And Navy was still driving. Like, they were still in the mid. It was the longest.
Like 3 yards of pop
no
driving.
Doubt. You heard the commentators. This is the longest drive in history.
That's ever been on ESPN.
Yeah, like this drive never ends. Are we there yet? Eventually, it did end in a touchdown.
12 minutes, 75 yards, 21 plays.
It was enough time for me to have a second child. You know, like
it was their longest drive Navy since 2004.
Yeah, so you got a lot done.
So you don't usually see that. And you figured that long drive was going to wear down a defense that was already pretty
beat down
coming into this game.
And then I was also worried because Memphis decided, you know what, we only need one play to score a touchdown on the very next drive. And then,
and
like,
you
damn,
put him right back out there.
You're going to throw your defense? I mean, damn, yeah. Like, give him a couple breaths, man.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Memphis' defense, they did the job. They did the job. And, you know, Navy is truly not good.
They're trash.
Yeah, they are a bad football team, man. Their defense, oh, it's like Charmin, dude. And I, you know, respect to our, you know what I'm saying, like they're serving our country, but thank God it's not on the football field. I'll tell you that right now. If wars were fought on the football field, we would be in big trouble.
Why do you want to go be the quarterback in Navy? That's going to be a hard life.
You don't. Nobody wakes
up. You're going to take some hits.
Nobody wakes up trying
to be. You're not going
to
throw it.
You're going to be a running back, essentially.
Right.
You're a third running back.
And did you, what's a Levitat, whatever his name?
Yeah.
That dude, I mean, he had blood coming
up.
Down his arm.
Bleeding.
You know, other injuries that he, like his knee was banged up coming in.
Yeah.
And you were just going to take some punishment when you are that Navy QB. And you're talking about 3 yards a pop.
That's
right. Like 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
So there's
going to
be a lot of plays you getting beat up. That is maybe the toughest job in college football, being that Navy QB. The shots you will take.
Well, and running the triple option.
I guess Malcolm Perry survived and made it to the league.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a hard thing to do, brother. That's a lot of punishment.
And it's also a hard position anyway, because like you're having to constantly make decisions on do I keep it, do I pitch it out, like that's hard. I'd rather just throw the ball.
Right, constantly thinking. You can't just do any run pass option stuff.
But yeah,
nobody
grows up and says, when I grow up, I want to be the quarterback at Navy.
But all that said, pretty salute. Yes, obviously, but they are not the Navy teams of 3-4 years ago that could come out and take that lead and roll and hold. I mean, you held them to 7 points last year in Annapolis.
No, dude.
So they've been down for a couple of years here now.
Yeah, again,
my man Ken Niumatalolo.
If China had a football team, buddy, we would be in trouble.
Now, that's enough, all right? Defense did its job. You talk about how sorry and trash the Navy offense was.
Yes.
And it was 121st coming in.
The defense was just, I mean, it was like, you breathe on them, you know? They could not stop. Like, what was Memphis' average? They were averaging a first down per play. Like, those folks were averaging like 12 yards a play. That's damn, that's crazy. Like, Seth Hennigan drops back. Oh, first down. Brent Thomas gets the ball. First down, you know? Did I bet on Navy? Maybe.
Oh,
what a stupid decision that was.
That's why we're getting this take like this. We should have known, BC.
I wonder why he was piling on.
As John says more about the other team, one of his big major, takes.
Well,
I wonder what was going on. This Memphis win says more about how trash Navy is.
That's does it not?
Because John bet
does
on.
Does it not?
John had Navy in the points.
I mean, again, Memphis had to win that game last night.
This is what Memphis is supposed to look like.
Yeah, Memphis had to win that game last night, or else
especially
the season would come unraveled.
Especially against bad competition,
that's right.
BC.
That's right.
I mean,
like we said, this 121st ranked offense coming in.
Full credit.
You're at home.
Yeah,
lost
Memphis.
Three in a row.
They did what they had to do.
And that's the thing. Like, they got dudes playing their tail off defensively. Like, they got dudes trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why it's worked, like we said, Quindell Johnson's out there flying around, knocking people out.
Yeah.
We talked about Russell leading the country or being up there in tackles. Like, they've got talent on that side of the ball, and it was time to put your foot down. Like, they've been giving up too much to bad offenses. Got another bad one in last night, and you step up. I think holding Navy under 200 yards rushing, that's a good job by your defense.
Yeah.
And, frankly, Mike McIntyre and that defense needed to do the job last night because you had been – less than impressive, to say the least. Underwhelming, underachieved. You dropped back from, I think it was 52nd last year in defense to 90th. And so you needed to step up against a Navy offense. You were perfectly capable of doing it. You saw they created more pressure last night. You know, more chaos around the ball and at the line of scrimmage. You know, it wasn't just laying back. They were sending safeties up, everything else. I think they shook it up on defense last night. They needed to. Ended up being effective after what was initially a long drive. Probably could have wore you down early.
Yeah.
Thought it was, they did their jobs, and that's what you needed last night.
This is a 7-5 team then, right? I mean, this has the look of 7-5 and bowl eligible. So I'll say over, right? I mean, that's kind of just where I'm at right now.
Over, under.
Over because you're going to beat UCF.
Yeah.
As down as we're talking about Navy, they just beat UCF. Now UCF bounced back and was able to knock off ECU, but come on, this is a UCF team that after an impressive early start, was it Boise State they notched a win over with Malzahn early on? Yeah, Dylan Gabriel though he's out, they're not the same. You know, yes, this is a road game and a test, and you just lost two road games at Temple and Tulsa, but come on, this is same thing to me that this UCF team that you should handle again, a UCF team that lost to Navy. That'll gets you to 5 right there, and then yes, John, I think. You know, you can find two more in there. I think they go 7 wins.
Excellent.
Definitely bowl eligible.
We head to the SEC with a big one this weekend. Number 13 Ole Miss is at Tennessee, a sold-out Neyland Stadium. Game will be heard here on 92.9. We'll have the coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Points scored for Ole Miss this weekend. Our staff has listed points scored for Ole Miss at 42.5.
Over. Under.
Yeah, I want to put this out there into the universe, and I want to make sure that Tennessee fans are crystal clear about this. Your humbling comes tomorrow. You will be humbled this weekend.
Man, I think they're going to put up some
points.
You
might be surprised, John Martin.
I don't think Ole Miss's defense is as improved as maybe you once thought.
But they're going to lose the game.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's true.
Rather handily, in my opinion. I think it's going to be a two-score game. I'm going to say over. I think Ole Miss gets whatever they want on them. This is a Tennessee team, not too far removed from not looking very impressive against Bowling. And I know they made a quarterback change, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they've been benefiting from the dregs of the SEC, right? You're not going to impress me by beating up on South Carolina.
Mizzou.
Mizzou lost to Boston College, for God's sake. You're just not going to impress me by doing that. You're getting a real team in there this weekend. I know a lot of ball fans that went to the game last weekend, and they chose the right one. They wanted to see a win. It ain't going to be this one, trust me.
It'll be 110,000 in there.
It's a sellout, right?
Yeah.
It's over. It's going over.
Wow.
Ole Miss probably puts up, what?
50, over. Under.
49, 56, something like that. It's going to be along those lines. Maybe more.
Well, they're averaging 46. 11th in the country. Only one team's held them below 43. That was Alabama. They scored 21 on. They're going to run it up. And Lane, you got to know that Lane's looking to run it up. Looking to make a statement. So, and Matt Corral still, if I'm not mistaken, has not thrown an interception all season long. He has been fantastic for the most part, save for that Alabama game. And again, you're going up against Alabama. So I think this is over.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin on a mission to make a statement. Ole Miss is certainly dynamic enough on offense to do it. This will be over, no problem. Ole Miss wins this one easily.
Going to baseball, a controversial check swing last night as the Dodgers move on. Games in the NLCS, you've got the Dodgers and the Braves. Total games, staff has listed that there will only be 4.5, over under 4.5 games in the NLCS.
Over under.
Well, so basically this comes down to, is it going to be a sweep or is it going to be a gentleman's sweep?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what's the status of my man Max Muncy? Is he coming back for this one?
Mm.
That to me.
Max Muncy.
Yeah, it sounds like he is not going to come back for the NLCS. That might be a World Series type deal. So I will say it'll be over 4.5. The Braves will get one game. They will get one win in this series. Max Muncy changes a lot. I mean, the Dodgers just start. Look, they scored two runs last night, right? Like, they're just not anywhere near as potent offensively without Max Muncy. So, yes, I will say the Braves are able to get one. But the Dodgers will win the World Championship. They will be World Series champions because Max Muncy will return at some point. And when he does, they will obviously take care of the rest of it. But, yes, I'll give the Braves a game. I think they get one.
I said sweep in the open, so I'm going to stick with it. Go under on me.
Hmm.
You think the Dodgers sweep the Braves? Wow. You a hater, dude.
It's sort of like you just got passed to your –
That was the World Series, you're saying.
It was certainly the National League Championship Series.
Yep.
And shout out, because it might be the last we talk about him, but to Austin Riley, the local product who's hitting over 300, I think.
Yeah.
Last I looked, in 300 in these playoffs as well. Having a monster season. What's he, 29, 30 home runs?
Yep.
Like he's up there for the Braves. Fantastic. Well, I think batting cleanup for him. He's been fantastic. Because of him, may as well pull for the Braves, but it's not going to matter because the Dodgers are the – Like we said, they're the best team money can buy, and now that they're past their rival, I think they absolutely roll and get the sweep here. I'm going under for a sweep, Dodger sweep.
I'll be rooting for the Braves, too. Are you rooting for the Braves?
I mean, just because you don't want to see it. The Dodgers have sort of become the evil empire. They're what the Yankees used to
be.
They
like
go out
Yankees.
And spend
I like rooting for winners, though. Y'all like rooting for losers.
Not to mention, I mean, who's the local on the Dodgers? They don't have one. The Braves have a local guy that's literally from here. So, yes, I'm pulling for the Braves. It's not going to make a hell of a difference.
Yeah, exactly.
You like pulling for front runners? You were pulling for Navy last night, bro.
I like pulling for winners. That's what I like. It ain't about front running. It's
about
picking
winners.
You're
probably right, though. The Dodgers aren't scoring a ton of runs here. You're probably right that the Braves can pick you off and take one.
I don't think they're going to get Muncy.
But I'm going to go sweep.
All right, so let's go over to the Grizzlies here. Tonight they're on 92.9 playing your Bulls.
Closing it out.
Yeah,
closing out the preseason.
Preseason game tonight. We're going to have that at 7 o'clock. The wins for the Grizzlies this season. This has been an often talked about win total for the Grizzlies. Staff has set the number at 41.5 for the regular season.
Over. Under.
Well, that's the
there
official
some
number.
That are over that already. I think that, Barrington's got 43.
That's the official number for, wow. all your sports books out there. Yeah.
Yeah. 41.5, they get to 42.
Look, man, I hate to be that guy.
Don't
but
be that dude.
I'm sorry. I just
with the injury to Dylan Brooks, you gotta leave, bro.
In the world, bro.
The injury to Dylan Brooks, man.
That 3 weeks is gonna do it in for the Grizzlies.
Well, we assume 3 weeks. It might not be 3 weeks, right? I mean, you
ain't losing Ja Morant here two to three weeks.
Dylan Brooks is the second best player on the team, huh?
Dude, the whole first 2 months of the year last year, he wasn't any good.
What was their record last year?
They made the playoffs.
I know, but like it wasn't.
He came around. That's the point. It's like, and Ja did that by himself.
It's just hard because we've.
Jonas Valanciunas was obviously a big part of it. But my point was, Dylan got off to a slow start last year.
Right. I mean, you're not wrong. It's just
he wasn't the second best player for the first two months of the season.
That would be over, right? That'd be if you had a full 82 game season. That would be over the 41.5.
I theorize on the Steven Adams thing. Hear me out on this. You hate me saying this, John. I still think Steven Adams is addition by subtraction because you've got wing players taking wing shots as opposed to the pump fake master, Jonas Valanciunas, stealing possessions.
Well, that's what the Grizzlies believe, right? That's why they
I agree with them.
Why they made the move. And in theory, it makes sense, but we have to see it. You know, we have to see it in practice. They make the move because they want Jaren to blossom. And they want him to thrive inside, whereas, you know, Jonas was a black hole in that sense. He was great. He was great.
Great player.
You know, I would like Jonas still. I didn't want to lose him.
Oh, stop.
Oh, now y'all just anti-Jonas.
You would have needed to re-sign him.
Money.
That's the thing. Like he's just hanging around for the, you know, you would have needed to, and he's not on the timeline that you're on.
Yeah,
Now, I get if you want to say they trade him for the wrong thing to move up to 10 to take Zaire.
Yeah.
I'm fine, but Jonas was never going to be a part of this team's long-term future.
Look, I'm sorry, I'm going under. I mean, I think it's going to be close, 39-40, something along those lines, but with the injury, if Dylan Brooks was healthy to start the season, I would say over, but it's a murderer's row to start the season. You got games against the Clippers, you got games against the Lakers, you got games against contending teams there early on. You know, I am just going to say under. Sue me.
I'm going to go they get 42, 43 wins. What's the number, 41?
Yes.
So I think it's over.
Yeah. They
got
to get to 42.
You're not pushing on 41, buddy.
I will just say, man, anytime that we've said they're not going to do this or whatever, Ja Morant goes over. Yep. He overachieves.
Well, I hope you're right, and I'm wrong.
And we've seen him do it without Jaren. We've seen him do it with a Dylan Brooks having a slow start. Like, you give him a healthy Jaren, hopefully Dylan not, you know, getting back to form relatively soon, at least not taking 2 months. We're only talking about the first 2 to 3 weeks here of the season. There's no reason to believe it has to be necessarily a slow start. I think they could easily get to 42, 43 wins. So I'm going over here.
All right, we're going to FedEx Forum this weekend. Dude Perfect is in town.
Tall guy, beard, twins, purple hole.
I know that you're probably not familiar with the overtime skit that the Dude Perfect guys do. This is part of the theme song here.
Is this only for kids?
My kid loves it, but I've never heard the actual theme song.
This is the theme song for overtime. They have overtime. They have they do a lot of bits. There are the sensational web guys for kids ages 7 to 12.
Is this only for kids?
It's for parents. It's fun for parents.
They're YouTube sensations with their shots and stuff that they do on, you know, on video. Now you got to think. Probably took you 100 times to make that. That's why I'm curious to see what I asked Brad about that. What the live show looks like, because you won't have 100 times for us to watch you and to make this long distance shot or whatever it is.
There's like game show skits
and
stuff that they do.
They make
a lot of video board. They got a live DJ.
My whole thing is, you know, as long as y'all keep the kid amused, man, it should be a good show. So that's the whole point of this. The problem is we're gonna be, you know, CJ is he's CJ a lower bowl man.
I've heard this.
CJ likes to be in that lower bowl. He's a little bit spoiled.
Uh-huh.
Been very blessed for him that he's been able to come up as a lower bowl guy in most cases. Now, he's been above, I think, maybe for Globetrotter or something, but mostly so he's going to be a terrace level guy.
Yeah.
Come Saturday, and if CJ says anything about our seats, We won't be watching Duke Purple.
And we talked about this off the air. I bought these tickets for Jake's 12th birthday. The kid is 13 and a half now. So the challenge I had was I had to sell two of them because it's like this thing ain't built really for 13 and 14-year-olds going through puberty. It's a prepubescent show. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm going to be there. We're going to have a good time. Jake still watches the videos. The question, though, the over-under here for you, Jason, is how much Jason Smith will spend at Dude Perfect. He's already got his tickets. We got that squared away. The number that our staff has set is a C note, $100.
Oh, over, under.
No, I'm a guy that took $80 to the fair.
Dude, you cheat, man.
Who were the people that put these numbers together? They don't know me very well.
You're right.
You're in 100 easy?
You could tell that the
no,
committee.
No, he's saying he's not.
No.
He's saying he's not going to spend $100.
Dude, wait, I don't. That's what I just said.
You got to park. That's 20. Park is 20.
No, he said he's going to ride. He said he's going to ride his bike down. He said he's going to
get say that, fool.
A tandem bike, you and CJ.
But I will look for one of them open lots down there.
Yeah.
For sure. Because who's using the media lot down there on for Dude Perfect? Nobody.
That's a good. Well, they'll have their trucks. They got all
those
trucks.
Their buses.
They have those massive trucks taking
you. You're not getting the media lot, so that's going to be $20.
I'll say, you ever heard of the four-play show at 929? That's me. Let me in.
That's my That's guy right there.
Say,
I love
me,
it. You know who I am.
That's right. Four-play show, baby.
I love
you
it.
You ever heard of that? 99, J&J show. We just started.
Get your ass out of here.
That's right. Let a brother up in there. Let him hook a brother up. I'm media. I'm quote media. Let me in. You ever heard of J&J show?
No.
John Martin real big around here.
They going to say, I know no. They going to say, not at all, dude.
You're going to go over 100.
No, I'm not.
Food?
Because
you're gonna get you a $25 hat.
Dude, I just went to the Grizzlies open practice and spent $4.50 for a drink.
Holy
we didn't
mess.
Even do food. Like, we know I'm cheap. We know I love dollar menu. $100 was
Hundo.
Way too high a number, but put together by the committee there.
All right, and finally,
we're gonna save this
save
one.
The last
yeah,
one?
We're
okay,
gonna
good.
Save that.
We have
one
another bonus coming up.
That's its whole own thing.
Very nice.
We got to get to Myron Metcalf. We're gonna talk to Myron Metcalf about college basketball, about Memphis, and more when we get back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Myron Metcalf writes about college basketball over at ESPN. Catch him on ESPN Radio on the weekend. Has a piece up right now about the American, the AAC. He joins us now. Myron, what's going on, man?
Going well, man. How you guys doing down there?
Oh, man, we can't wait, man. We can't wait. It's you know, it's the season that we've been dreaming of and yearning for about 12 years now, it feels like.
It's going to be fun, man.
Maybe.
It's going to be fun. I saw what Penny pulled up. What kind of car was that, man, at the Midnight Madness thing?
Slingshot. It was a slingshot.
Yeah, man, I got to get one of those.
Yeah.
Tell them to let me borrow it.
Oh,
I'll bring it back.
I'm sure it just collects dust in his garage. You know, I'm sure that's – you know, like other coaches have tried this, right? Other coaches have tried to make grand – like Tubby Smith once came out on a motorcycle and it crashed.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy to come out like that.
No, you got to have some star power. And some swag to pull that off for sure.
Well, that's certainly what Memphis has going into this season. They have all the star power that you could think of with Imani Bates and Jalen Duren and the returns over at WinBet. I don't know if you're a big gambling guy, but it's just sort of it's infused in every piece of content now when it comes to sports. And over at least one book, Memphis has an over under win total of 31. Now that includes the postseason. But that's I believe that's the highest win total in the country. Gonzaga has 33.5, but it's right there at the top. Does that sound right to you for Memphis, Myron?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds right in terms of the potential. I mean, I think what you see with Memphis is, like, if it all comes together and they play to their ceiling, and Imani and Jalen Duren are who we think they can be, yeah. I mean, this could be one of those teams that runs through the non-conference season, runs through the American, and then makes a deep run in the NCAA tournament for sure. But I would also say, like, the teams that are built this way that make those runs and have that level of success are few and far in between, and they're also unique. So there's just a lot of things that have to happen, I think, in order for Memphis to hit that number, go over that number. But, yeah, the potential is certainly there.
From the outside, Myron, because we know where we think the pressure level is for Penny Hardaway. What about from the outside? How much pressure is there on Penny? I will say, Myron, it's not like if they don't advance to the second weekend, Penny Hardaway is going to be gone anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, Memphis fans are in this one way or the other. But is there a pressure with as long as it's been? It feels like every year we bring you on, oh, Myron, this is going to be the one. We can finally get excited about Memphis basketball again. And then something happens. Is there a pressure from the outside on Penny, Myron?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, but it's a lot different than what Tubby was dealing with.
Absolutely.
And maybe Josh Pastor in that. This is kind of like the dream, right? He comes back to bring the program back to what it was, back to prominence. And obviously he's had some good teams so far, but when you land an Imani and a Duren, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, not only do we have some good pieces coming back, but now we add two lottery picks and two guys who can really play at a high level and might have a chance to kind of leave their mark. And you obviously want to be the guy who is remembered for bringing that team to its potential and not the guy who missed the potential of that team. And the truth is, we've really only had two one-and-done-led rosters that have won championships in the one-and-done era, right? Mm-hmm. That being Duke in 2015 and then Kentucky in 2012. So it's not like there's a pattern for this happening. So I'm sure Penny feels what other coaches in his position have felt when they've had some elite five-star guys. But when you add the Memphis factor and the buzz in that building and just everything that will be attached to that, like, I mean, I bet I come to 6-7 games this year. I mean, everything we're talking about internally is how do we see Memphis? Where do we see Memphis? It's between Memphis and Gonzaga. Like, those are the teams, then Duke in the farewell tour.
Right.
But Memphis has been all the talk internally.
Well, there's no question that, the two best players on the team are definitely freshmen. But if you sort of look at the roster at large, there's a stark difference in, for example, his 2019 roster, which was they were the youngest team in the country, right? Like, would you not say, like, having that balance of guys like DeAndre, Lester Quinones, you got Alo there, you know, you got Chandler Lawson, who's, you know, won Pac-12 championships. Like,
Landers.
Like, there just is a little bit more experience than, you know, your typical, you know, that 2012 Kentucky team or 2015 Duke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that 2012 Kentucky team had some vets, and so did Duke. Memphis has all the pieces. I mean, the experience is going to be very important. I mean, don't mistake what I'm saying. They can win this whole thing. I mean, if it's on paper, there's nothing stopping them to me, except maybe running into a Gonzaga team that's kind of hit its stride at the right time. We'll see how good Duke is with Paulo. But, I mean, the path is there. And I do think you have that veteran experience that'll balance this team. But if you're Penny, you have to create that balance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to create that kind of rhythm, and you have to make sure everybody feels like they're a part of what this team has. And that's just not an easy thing to do. So the talent's no question, and the experience is great. I'm just saying the teams that have done it have had the right combination of everything. And that's the pressure on Penny. Can he be the coach that finds the right equation, if you will, to bring this team to what we all know it can be?
Yeah. You know, one of the major questions that, you know, you're hearing, and it is a fair one, is point guard play. Whether that's Imani, whether that is Lester Kidd, like, if you watch Memphis play, like, you realize, like, the reality is that they do it by committee. Like, it's just like whoever, you know, whoever gets the rebound, there's a missed shot, whatever. Like, somebody's going to bring the ball up, and it's not always going to be the same guy. Are the concerns overblown for that position, or do you think that it is going to matter in a major way, you know, who the guy is rather than if it's two or three?
I mean, how many teams do you know that have had suspect point guard play and still find a way to make a run, right? I think it's a real concern. I think it's legit. And then I also don't think Imani comes to Memphis unless he feels like he's going to be that guy for a significant number of possessions every game. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, to me, can Imani play point guard and play it efficiently is the biggest question for this team. Because if Imani can do that, and I was talking to some NBA guys the other day, like, you know, I'm not saying he's Lamar Odom, but like that kind of a guy who with that kind of a frame can be that versatile playmaker. And if he can bring the ball to the floor and be a distributor as well as a scorer, defender, everything they need him to be, that's going to be a really difficult thing to stop. So I think a lot of people are waiting to see where Imani plays, how he plays at that position, because I think that'll say a lot about their potential. I'm not saying he has to play point guard full time, but if you can run plays through Imani and he can bring the ball to the floor, who in America guards that? Like, what do you put on Imani, the point guard, if that's the situation that Memphis throws out there? Like, who's equipped to deal with that? Nobody in college basketball is. So that, to me, is what I'm looking forward to seeing.
You guys broke down the American, Myron, you had Memphis on top of Houston the same way we do, even though the coaches in the league, I think Houston got 8 first-place votes, Memphis 3, but we've got Memphis as the AAC favorite. Does it have the look of a 2-bid, 3-bid league? Like we know Houston. Houston, heck, I agree with you, can be a second-weekend team just about every year because of Kelvin Sampson. Can the AAC get a Wichita State in this year? Can it get an SMU in with Davis? What does it look like to you?
Yeah, man, Davis is real, man, at SMU. I mean, I think it's a 2-bid league with maybe somebody spoiling the party in the conference tournament. Like, I can certainly see a scenario where you go into the AAC tournament, Memphis and Houston are in, SMU and Wichita State are really good, or even, I know some people who think Central Florida has been underrated, but, you know, one of those three teams maybe gets hot at the right time. Maybe you have a Memphis and Houston team that are sort of set in where they're going to be seeded in the NCAA tournament and somebody makes a run. So I think there's a 3-bid possibility for this league as well. But I also think the coaching is just so good top to bottom that for everybody who's assuming that Memphis or Houston is just going to have an easy time, they haven't watched league play. Like, this league always surprises you. Yeah. There's always a team or two that nobody expected to win big and they get hot and they surprise folks. So I think that league is a gauntlet, and nothing's going to come easy.
I will say, though, Myron, when Kelvin leaves, right, when Houston and Cincy leave in terms of what this league, you know, in terms of when they head off to the Big 12, man, what's left for this league, brother? It looked more like CUSA than it did, you know what I'm saying, the best thing outside of the, you know, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. That's what Memphis needs, though, Myron. Because ever since they joined the American, it's been pretty tough.
So in that situation, Myron, where it's just you and Wichita State and SMU at that point, I mean, Penny's going to have to jack up that non-con, isn't he? Because it's going to be like you're not going to have anything of any value in terms of like quad one opportunities. It doesn't feel like in your conference. He's got to go play everybody at that point, isn't he?
Yeah, but let's see if Memphis is still in the American, right? Like, I don't know. Like, expansion is happening so rapidly. And so aggressively, I don't know where Memphis will be.
Oh, I'll give you that. They're still hoping to make the Big 12 on the next go round.
We're praying.
Yeah.
We're
praying. So I just think, you know, more than anything, if you're Memphis, you're weighing your options. Because, yeah, there are advantages to maybe being in the American by yourself and kind of stomping on everybody. But you're right. It is like the Conference USA experience. Oof. I mean, they got a good football program that needs a home, you know, and needs a place to really shine as well. So I think all of those factors are going to end up putting Memphis in the transfer portal at some point. But as long as they're an American without Houston, you know, losing UCF, I think that certainly is one of those deals where, yeah, they'll win a bunch of games, but Selection Sunday still might be they might be more nervous than they should be just because they won't have the conference slate to back them.
We are talking to Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. ESPN. We got the timelines published by the IARP in terms of these cases that they have active right now. We don't know exactly when the decision will come down, but we at least were able to see, okay, what's been going on behind the scenes, and we got a little bit of transparency. Just from people that you talk to, you know, personally, what do you see happening for Memphis, you know, as it relates to this IARP case, playing James Wise and the recruitment, all of that? Do you think it's a heavy-handed punishment? Do you think it's maybe not? Like, what's just your expectation for Memphis?
I just don't think anyone knows. This process is new, you know? I mean, I don't think anyone knows. But I will say that the NCAA, from the time they started this process and launched it, you know, under the idea of we want to look like we don't have any conflicts of interest and that we're being unbiased, the NCAA's position has changed dramatically since that time. You know, now they're an organization that's trying to see where it stands amid the collegiate landscape. And they've already done so many things to suggest that they are sort of backing away from being that entity with the Power Five conferences, with the major schools. And I don't know that they want to go out offering these severe punishments. And I know this is an independent process, but I don't know. I don't know that they can just dish out a bunch of crazy punishments for all of these schools, considering the way that the landscape has changed, considering in retrospect how we look at some of these things. I mean, today the NCAA said they're going to back freshmen being admitted, obviously, without entrance exam scores being a part of the evaluation. You know how many kids, you know, got in trouble or couldn't get into school? Or
Memphis,
you have
Derek
a school
Rose.
That it cost them a run because of a vacated score. So I don't know what to make of Memphis, but I guess if I had to say the most extremely severe penalty or the lightest penalty possible, I'm erring toward the lighter penalty than the other extreme.
Hey, Myron, man, we appreciate the time as always, and we certainly hope that is the case indeed, man. Appreciate the time
weekend,
as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, he is Myron Metcalf, covers college basketball for ESPN. Yeah, it is crazy just to look up now. I mean, imagine me telling you in 2008, 2009, that like in 12 years, they're going to, you know, stop requiring standardized tests for admission.
So the clearinghouse had cleared Derrick Rose. You go back and get him.
Mm-hmm.
We get our runner-up banner back.
Go get it, man.
Now.
Go get it. Do you think they'll do that? Certainly, right?
No.
It's the sad part. It's like you just – I mean, not that I lose sleep, right? Not that I lose sleep over, oh, man, that season was vacated, and now – they don't recognize it in the NCAA record books. We don't need that. We know it happened. We were there. We saw it with our own two eyes.
Should we have standardized test scores?
I mean, everybody else does, right? I mean, you get in college.
Should there be a baseline?
Let's just stop taking tests.
Yeah.
Let's just stop going to school.
Don't you have to start asking yourself all those questions?
Let's just stop.
If you're
going to
just do away with requirements,
yeah,
and
like
standards.
Let's just stop requiring our kids to attend school. You know, let them make the choice. Your body, your choice. That's how I look at it. You know, no more tests, no more homework. You choose. I think that's fair.
Well, these other countries will continue to pass us by.
Well, yeah, we're going to school.
In terms
and they're
of
passing us by.
And efficiency and everything else.
We're
just
attending.
In terms of general smarts.
But, like, I mean, I do.
Continue
I do feel like
ground.
It. I do feel like at
not
some point, though, like,
nation in the world.
We're getting a little absurd. Like, now we're not even going to require, like, I mean,
that
college
that,
admission
that's
test.
How it struck me when I read it. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
So now my kid doesn't even have to study. There's no requirements or, you know, now I just tell him, hey, kid, do go focus on basketball.
Exactly. Go,
like,
oh,
no,
go
my
be
whole,
a Twitch streamer.
No books, no basketball. I can just throw that out now.
Yeah.
Kid, don't worry about the books. Just go play.
Exactly.
No, I mean, is that a good thing for – I don't know that it is,
you know, in my house, you know, I just I think we've sort of made the choice that, you know, Riley will not be attending any kind of grade school. You know, she will not, you know, because our society no longer – there's no place for it anymore. You know, no more tests, no more exams, no finals.
So now you really can just go gamble away your whole college tuition.
Yeah, because here's
that
the thing.
That frees you up.
Here's the thing. You know, why are we putting anxiety on these kids, right? You know, they shouldn't have to deal with the anxiety that you and I had thinking of, you know, the night before the ACT, the night before a big test. You know, if we just did away, right, with all of it, they would never have a care in their life. They would never have to worry about anything. Same with school. School, what is school? School is a burden, isn't it? School is just
I know this. That piece of paper ain't as important as it used to be.
School is an inconvenience to these kids where they would otherwise be sort of spending their time, you know, doing productive things like watching TikTok, YouTube stream, Twitch, you know, playing Fortnite. Why are we forcing these kids against their will to go to essentially prison with windows,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's I agree. I think standardized tests, it's a sham. All of it's a sham. And I say, why stop there? Why stop there?
Just an end school period.
Let's just do the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the end of this conversation.
Now, I'm obviously being facetious, but I do.
But good that you probably needed to say
I
that.
Do.
Some folks might believe you.
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I do feel like, okay, like where are we?
Sam, be out of business. What are you talking about?
Where
man?
Do
you
we gotta, stop?
Yeah, straighten up.
Where do we stop? You know, where does the lines end? You know, in terms of, okay, we no longer require X, Y, and Z. We no longer require this. You know, like, if you want to, like, push back, if, like, you want to get into, like, a real deep dive of, like, you know, what standardized tests and things like that represent. And is
right,
like,
and how they're biased and how some perform well
could
and some don't.
Could there be a better way?
That's a different conversation.
Could there be a better way? For sure, probably, you know. I'm not in that industry, so I don't know what it would be or what it would look like. But we're just going to just do away with it, and you no longer. So what the hell how do you get into college? What do you – I don't know. It's just crazy times, man. I'm just trying to catch up, trying to keep up. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jay Williams is going to join us at 1:25. We got some NFL picks for you that we will hand out at 1 o'clock. A lot of people ask, you know, what makes you qualify to hand out NFL picks? I don't know the answer myself, but we are going to do that at 1 o'clock. Maybe they win, maybe they don't. Stay tuned. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NFL news. Zach Ertz caught a touchdown last night. That is your NFL news update. Today. No, he did catch a touchdown, but then he got traded.
Yes, because they don't barely use him anymore.
Yeah, he was only really getting more usage because Dallas Goedert is out.
Exactly.
For the Eagles.
Well, you know your stuff on NFL, man.
I'm all over
it. I got to say.
I am all over it today. I tell you, you know, that's why I do the Patty's Picks at 1 o'clock.
You ask why? What? Some ask. That's why.
Tell you what.
Because you're locked in.
You know, Adam Schefter calls me to see what I think.
No, he calls Bruce Allen, then he calls you.
Yeah.
Then he emails you the story.
Yeah. But earlier today, I did break the story that Zach Ertz is going to get traded to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for guys you've never heard of.
I love the pickup for the Cardinals.
Yeah, because they lost Max Williams, their starting tight end.
I don't think I realized that, though.
Yeah, they lost Max Williams last week.
They were just looking to add another weapon. Well, yeah. that was a much-needed pickup.
So he fills in immediately. And, you know, because Ricky Seals-Jones used to be their backup, but now he plays for Washington, and he's now their starter because Logan Thomas is on injury reserve. See, I mean, you got
to – listen to Patty dropping
like
all this injury.
It's like the Matrix in here. You got to dodge all the nuggets that
like
I'm throwing
Lamar
at you.
Lamar in the pocket, fool.
Yeah, I'm like the tight end. I mean,
everything has slowed down for you. You see it all, injuries and all. It's like equations and beautiful
minds. Well, I've got six picks that I've identified that I'm going to share with you at 1 o'clock that will make you – amazing amounts of money, copious amounts of money.
No, I care about the padlock.
Yeah,
because it's 3-1.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Padlock's 3-1.
Three and one. The last 4 weeks.
It's a profit.
3-1 the last 4 weeks. Why can't you understand that?
That's right. No, you're right.
What you sell is the success.
Right, yes. Right.
That's what these pick segments do all the time.
Well said, Jason.
What are you doing?
Now, here's the thing. When I give you the padlock, that is a recommendation. It's usually a 12,542 unit play.
That's where you start getting just
if you,
the language. You lose men, bro. You lose our men.
Well, let's say that you have a $50 unit, right? That's one unit for Jason.
But my unit's different than your unit.
For sure,
that's what we've established.
That's why
Jeffrey Wright's got different
ambiguous
units than you.
Right. So let's say you have a $50 one unit, right?
My unit is $250.
So $12.
I don't like talking about my units.
Brad's unit's $1.
My units are small.
So it's a 12,542 unit play on my padlocks would have yielded you a profit of roughly $3 million, assuming $50 units. Hmm. I mean, that's just...
Seems like a little too much to gamble.
Well, you know what? It's only a problem if you lose. That's kind of how I look at it. It's not a problem if you win. Baby needs a new stroller. You know what I'm saying?
Heard that.
And we're going to have WinBet pay for it. It's like the wall. You know what I'm saying? Mexico's going to pay for it. WinBet's going to pay for this new stroller.
Hey, y'all folks got Louis Vuitton strollers over there. Stop playing.
Yeah. I got a picture today of Baby Riley in a Tupac shirt, you know, with the bandana herself, you know. So we're a progressive. A lot of people say, Tupac? What, you're going to put your daughter in Tupac?
You're just saying that bow thing looks like him. That's kind of a shot at Tupac.
No, it's a legitimate shirt. She's wearing
the shirt.
Yeah, she's
okay,
wearing
she's
a Tupac
got the hair
shirt.
Bow thing.
Yeah, she's got both going on.
Oh, wow.
Don't let anybody judge. They're going for clothes on y'all's home. Y'all are out of there, out of Germantown.
If anybody sees
that white baby
a lot of people,
in
yeah,
pop clothes.
Absolutely.
And,
we're progressive. We're a progressive family unit, man. You know,
how's Sam allowing this?
Sam bought it, man. Sam's the one who bought it, and
bought the Tupac outfit for Riley.
Yeah, and then we've got Shug. Okay. We got Shug for Saturday.
Yeah, y'all playing now.
Yeah,
is this what y'all doing for Halloween or something?
No, for Halloween she's gonna be a cat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.